Good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier convening the PNB Coordinating Committee for Tuesday, May 17, 2011. It's 7:38 Central Time, 8:38 Eastern Time. Carolyn, can you call the roll, please? You there, Carolyn? Is everybody else there?
Well, I'm here.
I muted myself.
Okay, we can't hear you, Carolyn. Maybe you're muted.
I was muted. Thank you. LaVon
okay.
Williams?
Present.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Carolyn Burden is here. Arlene Engelhardt?
She just stepped away. She's
okay.
Right out in the hallway.
Okay, Teresa Allen?
Here.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Lydia Brazone?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg? Kimmery Orendorf. Kimmery not here. Tracy Rosenberg was excused. I believe Mia Bediaco. Not here. I believe we have quorum.
Mia left me a message and she wanted an excused absence. This is Lydia.
Okay, did you say what it was?
No, it had something to do with her daughter, but I couldn't understand. It was a bad connection.
Okay, well, I know Tracy's traveling. Any objections to excusing Tracy and Nia? Hearing none, then they're excused. Let's see. I hope everybody gets a chance. Big pardon?
Kimmery is not here. That's all that is missing.
Is Athea
okay,
well, on?
Okay, we'll join us later.
Is Athea Wangaza on the call?
Don't believe so. Okay. I hope everybody saw the agenda that I sent out yesterday, and should have gotten it automatically with the reminder this morning. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
That's a very ambitious agenda.
Well, hopefully the action items, reviewing those, I hope we can be really quick with it.
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
Thank you. I think, I did, send out that thing before the last PNB meeting asking people for reports and motions and minutes, and I got virtually no response. I think only Ken and Nia responded at all, and so I think it may be a little cumbersome. I think I'm still going to be hammering out agendas during the week, extracting motions from people and making decisions. So I don't know. We might, I do agree that the agenda for this evening is ambitious in the number of things to tackle. So, and since Lydia's here, maybe you're on personnel committee, I believe. I think there were a couple of things Nia wanted to get on the agenda, but I didn't get the text of those. That would be helpful. But anyway, so I
Arlene, guess and I'm going to have to bow out for about 15 minutes, and I will be back, but I just wanted you to know.
Okay,
thank you. So I was suggesting maybe, I think sometimes it is helpful to chew over the agenda in the coordinating committee, but I think practically speaking, I'm still kind of having to push to get stuff from various committees, and there's still some, disagreement as to what happens sometimes on the day of the meeting. So if we don't get to that, that's fine, because I'm still trying to get motions from people. So that's my two cents on it for this evening, because you have a lot on there for us to tackle.
Right. Well, just information. I mean, this is one of the last things, even after that, was the develop proposed bylaws amendments, and we don't have to do that here anyway. That's just if it was
right.
A leftover item from a previous meeting. So, and that's the kind of thing that this committee doesn't necessarily have to do anyway, but the items listed sort of relate to this committee. The action items, I hope we can just go through really quickly, too. So
yeah,
did you want to change anything or delete anything from the agenda?
Carolyn,
I was just saying maybe we'll remove dealing with the agenda at least from tonight, and we can discuss it again. But I think right now I'm still trying to get the committees into a regular keel of sending me their motions and stuff so I can include them in the agenda. And so far, it's taking a little more prodding.
Delete developing the PNB agenda?
Yeah, so it sounds like we may not get that far down anyway because there's so many things on the agenda, but I'm sort of suggesting removing that as something that we spend time on tonight because I think there's a lot of other important issues on tonight's agenda that, can be resolved here maybe. Okay, so that's my two cents.
Okay,
thanks.
I'd like to leave it on for the time being, but, open to debate. We can discuss that. heard from a number of people who, you know, wish we could get the agenda, draft agenda out early. It doesn't have to be perfect. And so,
it doesn't necessarily
have to be from this committee, but it just needs to get done. So.
Well, you know, in reality, it does kind of carry over meeting to meeting because many of those things, it takes us so long to get through one or two items on the agenda that, except for new stuff coming from committees and motions that have to be put on, but so far we have not succeeded in even getting to the portion of the agenda where committees would give their reports. So I think, you know what I mean, like in reality, it's the same agenda and whatever I can get people to send me that can be put on there. And so far we're not getting through the agenda quickly enough to actually get to where some of those things are even going to get discussed. And I think that's something maybe we can discuss here a little tonight, too, you know. But anyway, I'm fine.
Well, do you want to add that on the agenda somewhere? That's fine with me if you want.
No, you've got things on there. You've got Teresa's motion about extra meetings. I mean, I'm sure we'll have opportunity to discuss it. So I don't want to jack up time approving the agenda here. So.
Okay.
So go ahead, Bill. You don't have to change it. I'm just sort of putting in my two cents. I don't know that some of these issues are going to get resolved here and some may. So anyway, you can go on to Carolyn. Thank you.
Yeah, Carolyn? You're muted,
I was
think.
Just wondering how many of these items are really, really, really in the purview of this committee. I'm a little bit vague about what this committee does as opposed to policies and procedures and so on. So as we come to each item, let's really consider if it does belong in this committee. Maybe it's a little bit late to be doing that since they're already on the agenda. But just a thought that perhaps we could clarify exactly what belongs to this committee.
Okay.
What doesn't. Thank you.
Yeah, just be sure anybody bring that up if you feel we don't need to waste time or spend time on something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other changes to the agenda? I guess right now I have no changes. Okay, so hearing none, then we'll approve the agenda the way it was sent out. We need a temporary secretary for tonight, and I guess I should have done that even first. Who would like to be secretary?
This is Teresa. I'll say, I can't do it. I'm in the car again.
Okay. Well, your time will come, though.
Please notice that I'm not volunteering, Carolyn, here.
I'm going to be in the car, and I've done my tour of duty in the last 2 months, so somebody else needs to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I did one, too. Let everybody step forward at once.
Someone who is not in front of a computer could do it from the audio.
That's true.
I just can't do it anymore tonight. My eyes are shut.
Be a volunteer.
This is Lydia. Am I? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Would you like to do it?
Yeah, I don't mind doing it from the audio. I just can't sit and take the votes because I'm driving. I'm always driving at time for an hour or so.
Okay. Well, would you be able to call the roll for the vote and count them?
From audio.
Okay. Carolyn, would you be able to call the roll and count them when
we vote? Yes, I could do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make up a little tally sheet right now. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks, Lydia. I felt like it was like Fun Drive, where we're asking for donations, but anyway, asking somebody to be a secretary. I'm not sure which is harder. Okay. The April 19th meeting minutes were sent out right after the meeting that evening by Summer, and I didn't see any corrections. Hear a motion to approve them?
This is Teresa. I move we approve them.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, and they're approved. Thank you. Okay, action items. And if this doesn't take long, I'd like to try to do this maybe at the beginning of near the beginning of each meeting, just so we don't forget about the things that people have volunteered to do, including me. Basically, all we need to do is just say, "Yeah, it's done," or "I'm working on it," or "I need help," or something, whatever it is, just real brief, so we don't need to discuss it all. But or if it's not going to get done, just say that too. Okay, 6.1, Arlene, I guess we'll wait on that until she gets back, unless somebody else knows about whether she discussed with counsel about the appropriate and feasible uses of executive session audio by directors. Anybody know about that? Okay, well, we can come back to that one. Number 6.2, work group to develop processes or use of executive session audio in accordance with council's recommendation. This would presumably follow up from 6.1. Any action on that? Lydia, Nia, or Teresa?
This is Teresa. I haven't taken any action. Do we need something from Arlene before we can even start that?
Sounds like it, but could the three of you get with her sometime? And if you remember
Shall
the discussion
again,
from
Lydia?
Last meeting?
This is LaVarne.
Hi, LaVarne.
Oh, sorry, I was muted.
Yeah, Arlene will be back shortly. And I think I briefly went over that with her, and she did get some information, I believe, from Ricardo. So as soon as she's back, she has to talk with Carrie and with Andrew, so she'll be back shortly.
Okay. Well, I think this was actually from the March meeting. I think this was a carryover from there. I'm not sure. Maybe the March or April. So if this was going to be done outside, like in a work group anyway, so if by Lydia, Nia, and Teresa, so if the three of you could get with LaVarne, you know, sometime before the next meeting and just
we will try
discuss
again.
That would be great.
Yeah, Nia's been traveling, so as well, to wherever her daughter lives.
Okay.
But we'll do it.
Okay, thanks. All right. 6.3.
Well, before we go on, may I?
Uh-huh.
Carolyn here? I was typing.
Okay,
sorry.
Carolyn. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of those issues that I wonder if is appropriate for this committee. It's a legal issue, and I'm, to be quite clear, I'm against the even the creation, much less the maintenance and use of audio, executive session audio records. And I think at one point the board decided quite clearly to delete them as soon as the minutes for any executive session were approved. And I think that's safe, and I think that's a good practice. So I'm not so sure we need to change that, but I think that the board would have to pass a new motion, rescind the old one, or however we do that, before we go on with 6.2.
Okay, well, if something is needed, then it probably needs to come from some committee. It could come from a different committee if you think it would be better.
This is Summer. May I be here?
Yeah. Summer, go ahead.
Thanks, Bill. I mean, I agree with Carolyn on this, and frankly, I think I, as chair of the board, should be involved in, like, discussions of this nature if there's going to be a work group discussing it. But I do think, you know, our legal counsel's opinion is going to weigh pretty heavily on this. I think, you know, some of these issues that we get into over the minutes, frankly, are minutes are supposed to be extremely bare bones, really. It's helpful if they remind you about things so that you, like, your action items. I love that. But in terms of, like, executive session, what goes on in an executive session, the minutes should be fairly sparse in terms of what the discussion was and what actions were taken, which is really the only purpose of minutes from, you know, a legal perspective. So I do think that we need to, if there was a previous, I mean, it's a much bigger issue that we can't find minutes of open sessions and what's occurred in meetings in a nice, accessible electronic location in general. So I think that we should, if there was a previous board motion specific to this issue, we should at least know about it. And I would like to at least be included in that. I'd like to hear from Arlene, obviously, if she's already consulted with the attorneys, because I think litigation is a big issue for this foundation and arguments over which you know.
We don't need to spend a lot of time here. I think the idea was just that if, and I forgot even who had brought it up, but if whoever wants to be on the work group wants to come up with a recommendation, then we can bring it back and then pass it by the committee if we decide to do it, and then send it to the PNB. If you decide that no recommendations needed, that's okay, too.
Okay.
But,
well, maybe Arlene gets back and give us some feedback on that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. This was just a carryover from either the March or the April meeting. Okay. 6.3, Summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committees to be placed on agenda. And this would normally be a thing every month. Is that what you were talking about earlier, Summer?
Yeah, and that's to follow up on that. You know, I sent out a pretty lengthy, but, you know, I don't send out a lot of opinion pieces on anything. So pretty much the only time I communicate with the board, it's specific to doing something. And I sent out, you know, that very explanatory, I thought, email letting people know that, A, we don't have time to get to everything in any meeting, so it would be helpful for the group to see what they are doing in their committees. And, B, if there are any motions coming out of committee, to please send them to me and to the board so we can see them and so they can be placed on the agenda. And literally the only person who sent me motions was Ken from the FRAC committee.
And Nia contacted both you and me regarding that there were two motions coming out of personnel, so she at least responded to the fact that there were motions, but I never received any text on them. So I think it may take individual communication. And I have to be honest in terms of people complaining about the draft agenda. Except for you and Nia, I've received no emails from even one other member ever, like, asking for it ahead of time. I find I have to kind of work to engage people in looking at it. So it doesn't mean I don't want to get it out sooner, but right now I'm not even getting – nobody sent me minutes, really. Nobody responded. And I think this is something, you know, I need to kind of corral. We also – you know, we're halfway through the year, and I'm not sure. Some of these committees, I think two of them have not even met yet, which is just appalling. So I don't know if maybe we want to if we want to take some
action. Well, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
We've tried to do this with our LSB some, is if they don't send you – minutes or motions, just don't put them on the agenda. And then maybe
we'll hear from them. We're to August, and like we may have no idea what's going on in some committees because there's no response. So I will take it upon myself to try and individually contact every chair. Some of the committees like are still rotating chairs right now, and some haven't met yet. I don't know if we'd like to take some action out of here, frankly, for the committees that have not yet met to you know, we could, I'd be willing to, like, at this point, you know, we need to set a date for these committees. They have to meet, you know what I mean? You can't go 6 months of the year and, like, you know, the programming committee has never met. So we may need to either ask for a different convener. So I would like some feedback on that maybe from the coordinating committee, because I do think that's something that, you know, is worthy of discussion here in terms of committee reports and the agenda and things like that is, I need to take some action if a committee hasn't met at all, or we need to take some action to just see that it meets and that its people get notified and have contact with each other, you know. So,
well, just a suggestion to and save time here. How about if you and I talk afterwards and I'll help you contact them if you need help?
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to kind of – and some of it's just people are having trouble, I think, communicating with each other as to when is a helpful time, and it may need to be just, you know, well, let's pick a day that doesn't have a bunch of meetings on it and as many people as can meet this day instead of date, you know. So I want to move those along. I will continue to prod, and I'll send out another reminder notice this week asking people to please send their minutes, their motions, and et cetera, and, you know, work on extracting those for inclusion in the agenda. And we may or may not get to those various committee reports anyway when we get to that point of discussing it in terms of, you know, how we're going there. So, anyway, that's
okay.
My report, Matt, okay?
Okay, thanks. Anybody
Thank
else
you.
Have any comments on that? Okay, 6.4 is also summer. That's related
Bill,
to...
Bill, this is Lydia. I'm confused.
Lydia?
Are we already discussing the agenda issue? Or
well, this is... No, this
what
is reviewing...
The, what is, I'm
we're reviewing
so
progress on the action
item
items. Okay, we're on the big topic is review briefly progress on action items from the last meeting, or actually the last two meetings. And so this is to follow up on what we decided we would do at the last meeting or two.
Okay, because I thought that the last issue was just the task force, which I think was resolved. We're going to do that, right? Is that where we are?
So this is a different one, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
And 6.3 is related to 6.2. I think Summer already covered it. It says Summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committee to be placed on agenda. So I think you just took care of that, right, Summer? Or actually, that's the one we were talking about.
Actually,
yeah, 6.3,
6.4, and even 6.5, Chad.
I mean, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the agenda doesn't change if I don't get motions from people.
Okay.
So, yeah, that pretty much covers all of that in terms of where I'm at now. I want to, you know, I'll take some further action because I do want to stimulate communication from the board, the rest of the board. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then 6.5, somewhere to distribute draft agenda to our coordinating committee prior to its meeting.
And that kind of factors back into what I was just talking about because it's the same agenda minus whatever business we've accomplished unless I start getting motions from people that come out of committee so they can be included, you know. So I need to stimulate that activity in order to have an agenda that differs from the previous month, you know. So.
Okay. So you still plan to do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would
okay.
like to do that. Okay. I just need to kind of get people cooperating a little more or understanding what they need to do and, you know, facilitating that. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. 6.6. Carolyn and Summer to contact John Gary to coordinate prompt return of minutes. Carolyn or Summer? Anything to report?
Is Carolyn online? I mean,
I'm not sure everything that we want to discuss about this. Maybe we want to do on an open call. We might want to discuss the issues going on in terms of secretarial work in a closed session.
Okay. Well, have you had a chance to contact him, though, either you or Carolyn?
Yes, there's been communication back and forth. I think discussion on it probably shouldn't take place on an open call.
Okay.
So I don't know. If Carolyn's there, I'd let her make a comment on this. But that's my impression from all the
communication. Yes, I think that probably would be the easiest. We have discussed. It's not just the return. There are some other issues. But if we could discuss this on a closed session, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Teresa. I move that we move this to the last item on the agenda so we can go into executive session.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. So, all right, remind me, everybody, let me put that down.
Six.
Okay.
6.6.
Okay, that's 6.6. All right, 6.7, bill to coordinate with NEA regarding minutes from the Houston meeting. I haven't done that very well. I know NEA sent Carolyn some suggested corrections, and Carolyn responded to those, and I still need to follow up on one of them, so I'm sorry I haven't done that.
Bill,
I'll try better. Yes.
That's one of those issues. How did this committee get involved with the minutes? The corrections were sent. I responded to them. We dealt with them at a PNB meeting. I don't even know why they're on this agenda.
I don't remember. This was a follow-up from an action item from, I think, the March meeting.
Yes, but what was the point of putting it on this agenda?
Well, it was in this meeting, the coordinating committee agenda, I mean, coordinating committee meeting, and I guess I volunteered to coordinate with NEA. It was brought up during the meeting. I don't remember the details. And since it was brought up in this meeting and we were supposed to report back, I just didn't want these things to disappear. And so if we volunteered to do something, we should either do it or report that it's not necessary or somebody else is taking care of it or whatever.
Is that the same issue that I think Richard Giselle responded to you about clarifying what was in the minutes?
I think so.
Yeah.
I should just write something up and send it to everybody, and then we can discuss this.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. 6.8, develop proposed bylaws amendments. And we had a work group of Lydia and me and I think somebody else who volunteered to do it. And Lydia, do you want to update on that? I know you'd indicated you were already working on it. I think you're muted. Are you there, Lydia?
Lydia.
Okay, well, I think she's muted, but she indicated she had already, she was working on one for the, or some text of one for the in-person meetings to change it from instead of requiring four to a range of 2 to 4 to be decided by the PNB, and then she would send it around to people who are interested, not just on this committee. And I don't know if there's any action on the others. And I believe the one on the seating of the affiliate directors, I think that was already taken care of by an amendment passed in 2008. But I haven't got to confirm that with her. Okay. Well, if she gets back, we can come back to that. Number 7, clarify membership for... Oh, this is... No, now we're through with action items. Number 7, clarify membership for committee. So I noted on the agenda, per the Pacifica Bylaws Article 8, affiliate directors do not get to be members of the coordinating committee unless they are also officers of the foundation. This was pointed out to me by somebody on the committee. So my suggestion is allow...
I'd like to go on the record that it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter, but anyway, that I looked up the bylaws, and that's corrected, though. But my suggestion... which we don't have to go by necessarily, but is to allow the affiliate directors to be non-voting participants in the committee, you know, if they want to. But that way they wouldn't count towards quorum, and then they wouldn't get to vote. So any discussion on that?
I just want to point out that any director is entitled to attend any meeting.
Right.
Whether
that's why I didn't make this a motion.
Yeah, so that's kind of moot. I think anyone is welcome to attend. The voting is the only thing in question, I guess.
This is Teresa.
Oh, go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah. Well, somebody else wanted to say something. I would say what we ought to do then is, Bill, I think you ought to talk to Athea and say that, tell her that we realize there's something in the bylaws that suggests that she's not a voting member unless she's an officer. And I think that we ought to just send out a general statement to everyone on the PNB that they are welcome to attend meeting, you know, to participate, I guess, attend meetings, but non-voting.
Yeah.
Just a general statement to that effect.
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer?
Hi, yeah, I think, you know, I had to actually deal with this issue on the Finance Committee last year when I was chair of that committee, or the different member who, well, anyhow, you know, there are the bylaws are very specific about these things, and anyway, someone who wanted to be a member of that committee, and it wasn't a big hassle, same thing, just as chair, I just, you know, informed the individual.
Right.
You know, so I think that's right, Bill can do that as chair, because it doesn't require any action on our part, it's just is what is. And I'll go ahead as chair of the board. I'll send something out along with reminding people about motions. I'll send something out just to let all the members know that they're welcome to sit in on any committee. You know, they're not, you know, if they're not a voting member of that committee, but as directors, they're always welcome to sit in on a meeting. You know, they can listen on the stream, but if they want to be able to ask a question after the members of a committee, you know, all members of the board are welcome to do that. So people feel welcome if they think, oh, I'd like to hear what's going on in elections or coordinating or whatever, or I'd like to say something, that's sort of the right to do so. Okay, so if you want to make that an action item, I'll send out a note.
Okay, thank you. Well, I did send a note, I think, to all of this committee about this a couple of weeks ago. I forget exactly when.
Yeah,
I didn't get a response. But it'd be good to do it to all the
board, maybe. Just so, you know, new members that may not realize that and may not know that they're welcome to sit in on any committee if they so choose. Okay. So,
okay.
Thank you. That's a good point, Teresa, because just because some people know it doesn't mean everybody knows it. So.
Yeah, you might remind people, though, that if they want to come on, it's costing the foundation money. So if all they want to do is listen, they could do it online for free.
I think the difference is maybe if someone has something they want to contribute. You know, sometimes
you're
going on in a committee and you do have an opinion on it as a director and you'd like to put your input in so that people know what you think about it. You can't vote. So, yeah, thank you. I'll make that distinction so people don't just start calling in on the phone lines and they just want to listen. Okay.
Well, they can listen until they want to say something and then they could call in.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thank you, Teresa.
Okay.
Carolyn, suggestions. I'll take care of that.
Okay. Anything? Can we move on? We don't really need any action, I don't think, on this item, but unless somebody wanted to object.
This is Teresa. Based upon what just was mentioned by Carolyn, did we ever get the figures from LaVarne on how much the conference calls were actually costing?
I didn't get that. Did you get that, LaVarne? Several people have asked.
Carolyn.
Oh, this is LaVarne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did have information. Let me find it and I'll resend it again. We got it. In fact, we got it from John, which was, I will pull it up and send it out to you.
Thank
you. We did do that.
So, may I ask, Bill, may I ask LaVarne, have we found any less expensive alternative?
Other than Ring 2?
Yeah.
We had the other alternative was the Zoltis. And in fact, John, you know, can I ask John to get on the phone? We have discussed this and John had an alternative for a less expensive alternative. So we can ask him to get on the line and just look at a proposal. That would be great.
Okay, may have to call him. I don't know if he's probably not listening.
I'll try to, you know. So I
John, are you there? Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Yeah, there was a question.
Yeah,
for you,
actually, we found that the rates were lower than previously thought. I talked to Lynn about this today. have to reconfigure here because I'm hearing an echo.
It was like, let me look at the note. It was like about 5 cents or something like that.
It's 4 cents per minute per person.
Per minute.
Right.
Yeah.
But it comes out to between about 1,000 to 1,300 a month, and we thought it was double that.
And one reason we think, I'm not sure if we looked at the PNB meetings, but one thing is that on our conference calls for staff conference calls, since all of us are calling from the station, we have used Zoltas. So that
we're using a free conference service that's part of the package that we purchased for the WBAI phone system.
So we have actually created savings due to that.
Pardon? That's a free service. The problem with it is that everybody's calling a number in Oregon. So if they don't have free long distance or they're not using their phone systems, they're going to be charged as a toll call.
Which would probably be more than 4 cents a minute. Well, maybe not. I guess it depends. Okay.
It probably would.
Yeah.
I have a question, Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn?
First of all, how do you spell Zoltis?
Z-U-L-T-Y apostrophe S.
Z-U-L?
T as in Tom, Y apostrophe S.
But
Zoltis.
You won't really find any information about their phone system about the conference, because it's a package. It's part of a hardware package that we've purchased.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I think... What I know I had requested previously in speaking to Arlene was, we used to just get a figure of how much all of the calls cost. We're estimating here 1,000 to 1,300 or whatever, not knowing, I think LaVarn said, whether that included the PMB calls. Just all
that
those,
includes
all the conference calls is what we want, and that bottom line figure.
I just gave you that figure.
Because it used to be, we used to get figures between 5 and 7,000 a month. So that's remarkable if we've really been able to cut that down. But we really need to know what that 1,000 to 1,300 comprises. Thank you.
John?
LaVarn?
Well,
hello?
Okay, John was trying to say something. Hold on, LaVarn. Did you have something, John, related to that?
Yeah, that means the PNB meetings, that means all the different subcommittee meetings, that's everything. That's what Lynn told me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So I think Lynn actually did the spreadsheet. We could give you by month, probably by call, and make copies of it if you want that amount of detail. But yeah,
I just wanted the total amount that we spend in a year, let's say, cumulative. Or monthly, but not beyond that.
Yeah. So what I said was that the foundation meetings, staff meetings that we have, conference calls, that's what we were talking about, Zoltas, and that has resulted in a reduction in the Ring 2 cost. But yeah, we have a spreadsheet which we'd use, and I'll try to find that, and then I will send that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Can you hold on, John, because the next agenda item kind of relates. You might be able to help us with that, too. Are we ready to move on to that, everybody?
Carolyn here for a minute.
Yeah, Carolyn?
I'm sorry to be a spoiler for it, but this is another one of those issues. Is there any reason why this isn't in the technology committee?
Yeah,
2 months ago, I asked the technology committee to look into it, and they have not met yet. I think their first meeting is tomorrow.
Oh. Can we punt it over to them?
We could, but I don't know how long it'll take, and I still hope they will discuss it. But I don't know what else they have to talk about. I haven't seen an agenda.
Summer, back?
Yeah, Summer?
Yeah, I think that this is one of those issues that has relevance probably to both committees. I mean, I personally think it's problematic that we're only meeting once more for the year in person, because I think the slow rate at which some of these committees are coming together is very difficult in terms of stuff getting done. I think the technology committee obviously plays a role, but I am a little loath to abandon at least discussion of it or extraction of information from our technical people as to what it would take to do this, because we need to come to some decisions soon as to how we're progressing for the remainder of the year to address our issues. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm in support of at least discussing it for a moment before we throw it over to them.
Okay. All right. Well, the agenda item we're kind of already on here anyway is the alternatives to the in-person meeting to discover what's needed. This was, you know, brought up at the last, or maybe it was the March meeting, as a possibility of having an all-day teleconference. Originally, we were talking about video conferencing, and it looked like that was going to be as likely to be as expensive or more than
Arlene
what we're already
back.
Doing with the in-person meetings. Oh, hi, Arlene. And then the other possibility we talked about was, that I know I brought up, and I think some other people, was maybe having a phone conference, but having it a little different so that people don't wear their ears out dealing with people that are not muted and holding the phone up to their ear all day, by possibly having an audio setup, one place in each city where people would go to, but it wouldn't tie up as many phone lines, but it would take probably some tech staff to set it up and operate it, or at least set it up. So, John, could you give us your impressions of something like that or any other alternatives you can think of that might do what we need and save us some money?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you could definitely do that. You'd probably have to borrow some type of phone hybrid system from the station and a little mixer and some microphones. It's probably doable. We probably have 5 phone hybrids around the system that we could use to do this. What exactly is your question? I mean, we could do this, and yes, it would be much cheaper to do it that way.
Okay. Well, I guess that's terrible.
And we could probably make some type of arrangement for public comment, so people could call in.
If we had tech staff set it up, do you think somebody there could be able to operate it? If we were having an all-day meeting, and then you wouldn't.
Well, you're going to have tech staff at each station area, somebody that can operate the mixer, and hook up the. You know, you're hooking up a little studio. That's basically what you're hooking up with a phone hybrid. You have to have an analog phone line in the location, not a digital phone line, but an analog phone line.
Right.
You know, but it could be done.
Okay.
You know, the question is, how are the, you know, are they going to be wearing headphones? Are they going to have speakers so that they can hear? 5 locations with speakers might be a problem. So you might have to have headphones, a microphone and headphone for each board member. So that's 4 board members per. It's definitely doable.
We probably want speakers. Yeah.
Well, the problem is that having 4 speakers feeding in, you're probably going to have some echoing problems. You know, you get away with it with 1 set of speakers. But in 4 locations, you might have some problems.
Yeah, unless you can get the mics when their speakers are active, but yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, comments, anybody? Or questions?
Well, this is Teresa. I'd just like to make a comment. Just kind of trying to calculate this meeting. Like if this is a 2-hour meeting and we have 7 people on the call times 4 cents a minute, that comes to this call tonight is going to cost us $33.60. And when we have a 4-hour conference call with 25 people on the call, that costs us about $240. So just at the four cents a minute. So that's just, I just thought I'd give you that feedback.
Yeah, that's plus salaries, though, for staff, plus new equipment. That has to be factored in, too.
That's not with what John is talking about. I'm just talking about telephone conferences. Like if we have Laverne and our attorney on the phone, and we have Arlene on the phone, that's about 20. And you know, sometimes we don't have all 22 people on. Sometimes a 4-hour conference call at 4 cents a minute, it comes to about $240. Now, if we could do with what John Amella is suggesting and deal with the issues of, you know, feedback because we have so many speaker phones, I think it'd be great. I would drive down every day to the station, order a pizza for lunch, and I would sit through an 8-hour call rather than, you know, fly to New York City and spend $120 a night on the hotel room, for example.
Well, let me ask a question for everybody. What I was thinking is that if we, because I know Teresa had a motion that we passed from this committee last month that hasn't made it to the PNB yet, but to have was it a once a month all day meeting on Saturday, or was it, Teresa?
To have extra meetings on Saturdays in May and June, and if we don't get to it, we're not going to have that May meeting.
Okay, because part of the reasons is so we can catch up on some of the things that we don't seem to get to at the in our. Our special meetings, our phone meetings, and then possibly we could even have some of the other special things we do in in-person meetings, like a special workshop or training or that sort of thing. But what my assumption was that we probably would not want to sit there holding the phone up to each of our ears for an all-day meeting. So we would need to have something else, headphones, possibly speakers, whatever. Presumably we could all go to a place in each city rather than calling in from home. But as John was pointing out, we'd need some extra equipment as well as some tech staff at each location. But if you think that's interesting, of interest, I can write up a little summary of maybe what it would cost in terms of equipment and personnel time. I'd like to hear what everybody's interests and concerns are.
This is Summer. I'd like to be on the staff.
Summer? Okay.
Hi. Yeah, I mean, obviously I was opposed to reducing our in-person meetings to only one more for the year. I mean, I know I recognize there are expense issues, but I think part of the problem with some of our in-person meetings is, frankly, too much workshop stuff and not enough getting through the business and getting agendas off of the, emotions off of the agenda. I think we should come away from a three-day meeting with a clean sweep and have gotten rid of most of the stuff on the agenda. And I think that is a bit problematic in terms of our usage of in-person meetings. They should be an opportunity to, you know, conclude business as much as possible. I don't want to be doing a Saturday conference every month. Obviously, we are almost through May. I think, you know, it would be worthwhile to look into the video conferencing options. I mean, I'm not opposed to the concept of seeing what it would cost to actually conference people in, but we need to make, you know, provision for lunch and going to the bathroom and how we're going to have public participation. Does it need to be like a town hall style meeting with video conferencing? I mean, the different particulars, I don't want to do workshops and training via video conference personally. If we're going to have extra meetings, I want to see us get business accomplished and off of the agenda, because that's, to me, the only excuse for, like, being on the phone for 8 hours or in front of a video conference for 8 hours would be to make motions disappear from our lives. So I would want it to be all business. But I think that I think it's worth exploring, because the year is marching on. So far, we've only got one more in-person meeting scheduled. I do recognize it is, by the time everybody gets done arguing at the beginning of a meeting over the placement of items on the agenda, we've frequently chewed up, you know, a half hour of the meeting. So I think it may be, you know, helpful to at least know what our options are there. So I'd be in favor of that, you know, seeing telephone conference, video conference, how do we factor in public comment if we're going to do that, and et cetera. So I'm supportive in light of the fact that I wasn't supportive of not having an extra in-person meeting, okay?
Okay. Other comments? Anybody else? Should we look into this or not? Yeah, Carolyn?
Yeah, one possibility is to use the local public access television studios for that sort of meeting. They're already set up with all the equipment and stuff, and maybe they could let us use a room or something. Another possibility that we've never really explored, people complain sometimes that they can't get onto calls like this one because they don't have the money for telephone long-distance charges. And maybe we need to think about making sure that everybody on a committee has a little account or some stipend that they would get for telephone expenses. It might be cheaper than a video conference, and it might solve that problem of their calling into a number in Idaho or something.
That's if we use Zolstice instead of Ring 2.
Right, yes, yes.
Okay.
Just another possibility.
Other comments, anybody? Let me just say, I didn't, you know, try to get quotes or whatever, but from preliminarily talking around with people, the general consensus seemed to be we'd probably spend more on video conferencing than what it would cost us to send people around across the country. That assumes we would have to pay for at least part of the charges at some of the stations. If Carolyn says, like, if we could get a local public access TV studio, and that if they're not using it all day long, that might be the hard part, and would let us use it for free, that might be great. But some of these places charge really high amounts for, and it's per hour for video conferencing.
This is John.
John, go ahead.
You could do the video at a public access, but they'll have no way to transport it to the other station locations. They're not going to be set up to do live video, I doubt. To do five-way live video would be, the bandwidth is going to be too high, and it's a very specialized type service. And the companies that do it charge a lot of money, and using something like Skype would be a disaster because you're going to have at least one area that's going to be offline most of the time, and then you don't have a legitimate meeting.
Right. Okay. Other comments,
Summer?
Anybody?
This is Summer again.
Well, let me see if anybody else hasn't spoken. Wants to go. Okay, well, go ahead, Summer.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's two different issues here. I think it's very difficult to make one of these things suffice as a public meeting of the nature that we'll get to participate in, frankly. Okay, I think it's really difficult to figure out how to accommodate, like, doing what we do with in-person meetings where the public actually gets to come and give us feedback. I'm strongly opposed to cutting down the meetings to only two a year, frankly. So in terms of getting past more of our own business, the problem with, like, 8-hour telephone call, frankly, you know, people's attention, they just start to tune out after a certain point. I mean, people start to turn to vegetables after about 4 hours, in my opinion. People need to have breaks. People need to eat. People need to use the bathroom. And there's peel-off in a way that there isn't when you're all trapped together in a location that you've been flown into, and there's nowhere to go. You're there at the hotel. You're going to do your 12 or 14 hours a day because you're there. So I think that there has to be some balance with the fact that, in reality, an 8-hour phone call is going to be pretty difficult to keep members at unless it's very carefully handled. Exhaustion, physical fatigue will factor in. And I don't know that we can turn it into something that substitutes for having a public meeting where the public gets to participate. It may just be a way of getting more business conducted, but I see there's an issue there just in terms of logistics.
Okay.
Tracy here.
Comment.
Yes.
Hey, Teresa.
I would be very happy with myself and pat myself on the back if I could. Is there an echo?
Yes, but we can understand you.
Okay. If I could get this set up so that we have a, I don't know what that, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Dang.
Don't listen to yourself.
Hey, that's better. I'm sorry.
I got that fixed. I pressed the wrong button. I would look forward to going to the station. I think we ought to schedule a four-hour meeting and see if we can each go to the station and have a four-hour meeting on a Saturday and just see if we can do it. And maybe, you know, I mean, some of you say would be peel-off problems, but if I'm sitting in the conference room, if I'm at the hotel, I'm going to leave and go to the bathroom if I need to. And I see that in New York somebody got in trouble for, you know, complaining afterward he didn't understand the vote, or I don't know what station it was at. He left and then he came back and he wasn't paying attention and said, well, I didn't understand how I was voting or something. But I think that no matter how we do it, people have to be alert. And I wouldn't mind, you know, having a four-hour meeting, ending it with public comment for 30 minutes, have people come in and use the mic like we do at our LSB meetings, and we stream it, and stop for an hour for lunch and then come back. I mean, I think it'd be a great way to bond with other directors from my station. I think it's doable, and we ought to just try it.
Summer?
Okay. Summer? Okay. We don't want to spend all night just on this, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, she's saying 4 hours now, but that isn't what was on the agenda. 8 hours is what we've been discussing, and there's a big difference between a four-hour telephone meeting and an eight-hour telephone meeting. I mean, a dramatically big difference. And in terms of public comment, I mean, there's a lot of logistical issues. It's like producing a show. You've got five stations. So are we arranging to have, you know, the public come into the radio station to use the studio? How do you allocate the time? Is it 10 minutes per station, 15 minutes of public comment? All I'm saying is this is a coordination project in and of itself if it's to accommodate the public. And there are the real logistical issues of how long do you keep people participating in something that it's harder to participate in a telephone call over a long period of time than it is an in-person meeting where you can move around and see people and all that. So all I'm saying is 4 hours is much better than eight in terms of being realistic. If we're going to factor in the public, then that turns into, are we doing it off-site? Are we doing it at the radio station? If we're doing it at the radio station, how are we handling that aspect of things, and how do we feed that all together? So, okay, I'm not opposed to exploring it. I'm simply pointing out that I think it's not as simple as simply our regular telephone conferences where, you know, we dial in, hopefully the 3 hours and not too much longer, and the public's not participating as well. So, but 4 hours is better than 8 hours in terms of being realistic, I think.
Okay, well, let me put myself back on the stack. Okay, I will volunteer. I kind of sort of did this last time and haven't done it yet. I'll volunteer to write something up just to sort of a general outline or proposal, and then I'll send it around to everybody, and you can comment. And I generally agree with Summer. I'd rather have in-person meetings. There's other values to them. But considering our finances, if there's a way of accomplishing a lot of what we have at a public meeting, maybe not everything, but a lot of it, and including public comment, and save substantial money, then I think it's something we should look at. If it's not going to save money, or if it's going to drive people crazy, then, or if we won't be able to get things done, then at least we'll know. But I'd like to look into it. So I'll be willing to write something up. Anybody else want to help me, or should I just write up something and then I'll send it around and ask everyone to comment by email before the next meeting?
This is Summer. I'm going to send I'm submitting a proposal to just one of these companies. I'll investigate a couple of the video conferencing things, but if you could do the actual write-up and looking into what the radio stations could do for us, because it probably is quite a bit cheaper to use our own facilities. I'll see if I can at least contribute a couple of links on the subject and get some feedback, okay?
Great, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. This is Teresa. I have a question.
Yeah, Teresa.
My resolution, which hasn't come to the PNB yet, and I don't know whether it's going to make it to the PNB at our next meeting, is that we have an extra Saturday meeting in May and June. At this rate, do you think we're going to be able to have this meeting at one of these meetings, a Saturday morning meeting in May? And should we maybe try for June and July at this rate? And just a four-hour, maybe start with a four-hour meeting. Is that what we're talking about? Are we all, are at least on the same page with that? And are we talking about
conference call and just an extra conference call that lasts 4 hours to get through business, or are we talking about something where we go to the station and we have maybe an opportunity for public comment?
Could be either. Well, let me just ask, what do you propose, Teresa? It could be either one.
I would like to hear some other. I'd like to hear what Lydia has to say.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. Well, the motion as we passed it should be heard at the next meeting. It's on the agenda, and it was not considered at the last meeting for all the reasons that we know. And but obviously the timeline will have to be adjusted. I think it would be reasonable to have the June meeting and then have the meeting after that, something that we can work on, because if we do teleconferencing, if we do video conferencing or anything of that sort, or getting together at the stations, then that'll take more planning. So I think that should be the second meeting, since there were two such meetings that were proposed by phone. But again, that can all be modified and amended at next week's meeting once the motion comes to the floor.
I agree with Lydia on that, you know, and Teresa, because I think we're kind of in the exploratory stage here in terms of figuring out what our options are, and obviously time's marching on. So.
Okay. Well, whatever Teresa, information we can get before the next PMB meeting would be helpful. I'm sorry, who else wanted to speak?
Yes, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate you working on this. So in my mind, I would be happy if we get a four-hour extra telephone conference in June to help catch up on our work, and I would be happy if it was a telephone conference just like this. But with an objective that maybe in July we try something a little bit more substantial, like we are meeting it at the stations, and maybe have it, you know, maybe either touch on a certain subject or include public comment, or have it a little bit more formal to, I guess, I don't know what terminology I want to use, but to just kind of experiment with something that might be an option to a face-to-face meeting.
Okay. All right, have we talked about all this enough, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, we'll share our ideas by email and all that, too. John, you mind being CC'd on this? If you have any comments, you're be glad to get your ideas, too, if you're still listening. Okay,
sure.
I didn't hear an objection,
sure.
So we can send them to him, too. Okay, I guess moving on to the
fine
next
with
item.
Me.
Okay, thanks, John. Develop PNB agenda for next, meaning the May 25th PNB meeting. I guess the main question is, we don't have to go through everything line by line, but are we just going to be carrying over what we had left over from the last meeting, or what?
Yeah, hi, Bill. I've got to answer the questions that were raised at the last meeting, both by Lydia and me, I think, on the rescission issue, you know, in terms of Kathy's motion to rescind, and Nia had a proposed motion. So there are a couple things I have to answer as to